I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The United States military says it'll have the seaport open in Port-au-Prince, Haiti in 2 or 3 days. Global Aid Network's Dwayne Zook says hope is glimmering as triage and feeding centers are opening. GAIN USA has enabled the distribution of 100,000 meals so far. Zook says in the midst of the tragedy, many are talking about God.
People actually are saying, how can a loving God love me in a situation like this? Other people are actually driven toward God because they are looking for hope.
Zook says churches met over the weekend outside as many are damaged or destroyed. Next, Christians and non-Christians in Malaysia are still concerned after attacks on churches in that multicultural country. Police are investigating at least 11 acts of violence, the latest one Saturday. Open Doors' Carl Muller says Malaysia isn't known for religious intolerance. He says this type of violence pushes people to Christ.
The majority population, which is not extremist, begins to ask questions of, why are they persecuting these people? They've lived among us for centuries. What is the nature of their faith? And in that, seeking answers to those questions, often they find the reality of Jesus Christ.
And Cambodians are celebrating the second birth of their nation this month. Last week, many marked the freedom that followed the end of the Khmer Rouge and the fall of Pol Pot 30 years ago. The government prepared a big celebration in the major cities. Teen Missions International says the new generation needs to know that real freedom is found in Jesus Christ. Their team works tirelessly to share this, but there's still a long way to go to make this freedom known. Ask God to open the doors. Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is a group on Facebook. If you use Facebook, just do a search for us. You'll get special reports like Haiti, video messages, and group resources only available to group members. Links to Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter can be found at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.